The day's top headlines, local stories from your community, your next podcast binge listen. You can have it all in one place, your pocket. Download the NPR app today.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A video released by Hamas showing footage of two Israeli hostages is being taken as proof of life for the two men. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports one of the hostages is a U.S. citizen believed to be held in Gaza.
American citizen Keith Siegel is seen in the video, which also includes footage of another hostage, Omri Meron. Israeli media reported that Siegel was abducted from his home in Kfar Aza, one of the sites Hamas militants swept into on October 7th. Israel says they killed some 1,200 people and took hostages. The second hostage in the video, Omri Meron, was reportedly taken from his home in Kibbutz Nahal Oz. Israel's Channel 12 News quoted Omri Meron's father, who called it the first sign of life from his son, adding, "I am excited to tears." Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Egyptian officials are attempting to negotiate a new ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. A top Hamas official says the group is considering the latest proposal and will respond soon. No details were provided. Testimony this week from the former chief executive of the National Enquirer suggests the tabloid turned its business model on its head during Donald Trump's 2016 campaign for the White House. NPR's David Folkenflik reports that when it came to Trump, David Pecker testified he held back stories of scandal instead of publishing them.
Pecker was a pal of Trump's for many years, but he's a witness for the prosecution in the criminal trial against Trump in a New York State courtroom. Pecker testified that in 2015, he promised Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, that he would serve as the campaign's eyes and ears. In two cases with Cohen's goading, Pecker paid hefty fees to get exclusive rights to stories that he thought could damage the campaign, including $150,000 to a former Playboy model who alleged an affair. Pecker also alerted Trump to Stormy Daniels' claims of a tryst. Cohen paid her off. Pecker testified that Trump thanked him with a dinner at the White House. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Net neutrality is back. The Federal Communications Commission is promising fast, safe, and reliable internet for all after it voted to restore its regulatory power over internet service providers. NPR's Emma Bowman reports.
This week, the FCC passed a measure to reclassify broadband as a public utility, like water or electricity, deeming it an essential service. This effectively restores the Obama-era net neutrality rules that were rolled back under President Trump. Net neutrality means broadband companies like Comcast and AT&T can't deliberately slow down internet speeds for customers. There's no pay-to-play for faster speeds and no favoritism for certain content, which could stifle competition from services such as Netflix or Spotify. Telecom companies are expected to sue the FCC. They argue the rules are government overreach and try to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The National Weather Service has issued tornado watches today for parts of Oklahoma and Texas. Several tornadoes were reported yesterday in Iowa and Nebraska. Jason Sunday said his home near Elkhorn, Nebraska, was destroyed. His family had just moved in a month ago.
Pretty devastating. It was my wife and I's dream home. We're thankful to be alive.
He said he had served in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan, but he had never been so scared. No major injuries were reported yesterday. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper is on a listening tour this weekend to find out how his constituents feel about protecting the Dolores River as a national monument. He's finding a lot of residents don't like the idea. Gavin McGough of member station KOTO reports.
In a packed high school gymnasium in rural Nattarita, Hickenlooper said he wants to hear from residents. Locals are opposed to an effort to conserve the river and the biodiverse landscape which surrounds it. They say if Biden designates the 400,000-acre area a national monument, it would threaten their mining economy and send a flood of visitors to the quiet region. More broadly, across the state, the campaign has huge momentum. For NPR News, I'm Gavin McGough in Nattarita, Colorado.
The Olympic flame was passed from Greece to France at a ceremony in Athens today. A sailing ship will take it across the Mediterranean to the French port city of Marseille. Olympic torchbearers will then carry the flame through hundreds of towns and villages to Paris for the opening of the Summer Games on July 26th. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.